Today, for the first time, we got a chance to hear extensive comments from some of the people who were injured in the mass shooting in Orlando. Survivor Angel Colon spoke this morning at a press conference with doctors. He was shot 3 times in the leg and talked about laying on the floor of the club.
I hear him come back and he's shooting everyone that's already dead on the floor, making sure they're dead. And I look over and he shoots the girl next to me. And I'm just there laying down. I'm thinking, I'm next. I'm dead. So I don't know how, but by the glory of God, he shoots towards my head, but it hits my hand. And then he shoots me again, and it hits the side of my hip. I had no reaction. I was just prepared to just stay there, laying down, so he won't know that I'm alive.
A police officer eventually came in and dragged him from the club. Also, a U.S. law enforcement official tells NPR that authorities are looking into why Omar Mateen, the shooter, visited the Pulse nightclub before and may have used at least one gay dating app. Joining us now is NPR national reporter Hansi Lo Wang, who is in Orlando. Hansi, what more can you tell us, first of all, about those reports that the shooter had a history with the Pulse nightclub and had used these gay dating apps, or at least one?
Well, as far as we know right now is that U.S. federal authorities are looking into just figuring out why he did that. Why did he go to this club before? Was it to plan an attack that he ultimately carried out? Was it for other reasons? And so it's a lot of unanswered questions, and it's hard to draw any conclusions from them right now as authorities are looking into just what drove him to go there. What we do know, though, is that we do know that some of the details of what happened during the shooting came out from the press conference you mentioned earlier from the survivors. The survivor who spoke, Angel Colon, he said that it seemed like the shooter enjoyed what he was doing and that he shot at the bodies that were already lying on the floor just to make sure they were dead. Just a very gripping detail from the testimony we heard this earlier this morning.
Yeah, we also heard from some of the doctors. Dr. Catherine Bondani described the first of 2 waves of patients that night.
They were being dropped off in truckloads and in ambulance loads, where our amazing nurses and techs were putting them on stretchers and rolling them into us and telling us that another patient's here, another patient's here, another patient's here. And quickly our trauma bay became full to capacity and we had to move people out.
What more have we learned from the doctors about that unbelievable night?
Well, some called it the worst day of their professional career. Some described it almost as if they were working out of a war zone and treating victims who come from battle. We know that currently that there are 27 patients still in their care from the shooting. 6 are intensive care, and about 1 or 2 of them, the doctor said they're worried about their long-term recovery. We know that they also treated 1 police officer who got a gunshot through his helmet. And so, but none of the folks who entered the hospital alive have died under the care of Orlando Regional Medical Center, which is really quite remarkable.
Hansi, what about the next steps in the investigation? There's a report now coming from NBC News involving the wife of the gunman who they're reporting may have even taken him to the Pulse at one point in the past and even may have tried to talk him out of the attack. Now, we don't have that confirmed yet, but that is a report that's coming out as people look into all these different potential avenues. What more are we learning about the investigation, and what are we expecting next?
Well, like you said, that's something we haven't confirmed, and I think we're expecting just additional information later today from law enforcement as they kind of put together some of the details into the motivation of the shooter and exactly what happened during the shooting. We're not sure exactly when the next press conference is going to be. It might be a slower rhythm of news information coming out. But at this point, we do know it's an active investigation, and authorities are looking into all those questions.
That's Hansi Lo Wang in Orlando from NPR. Thank you.
Thank you.